Thank you for contacting customer support. My name is Lucy. May I please have the zip code on the account that you're calling in about?
14221.
14221. Thank you so much for that. Could you please provide me with the first and last name on the account?
I don't know if they used my name, but my name is Carolyn Wood.
Thank you. Let's see, you said Wood?
Yeah, but my wallet was stolen, so somebody charged this, and I didn't receive it, but if there's future shipments, I don't want them. I don't even know what it is.
I'm trying to locate that account for you. Let's see here.
Thank you. I mean, it's such a low amount that I'm not going to go to my bank and, you know, have them investigate it. I just want to make sure I don't get it anymore.
I truly understand, because they take your card, lock your account. If it's not over $100, sometimes I'd be like, man, what the
Yeah.
You're taking chances, because sometimes you have all your bills and stuff going to that card and stuff. It's a lot, man. People don't understand.
Yeah, it really is.
Let's see. You gave me the zip code 14221. Let's try the last 4 digits of your card and the first 6 numbers to see if I can pull up an account that way.
Oh, I don't know. My wallet was stolen.
So you don't have that card anymore.
Yes. So I don't know. I don't even know what this is. What is this?
Well, I'm a customer service agent that works at a call center, and we service over 500 companies. So I was trying to pull up an account to see who you may be affiliated with, or whoever that was that purchased something under your card.
On my KeyBank thing, it says Buzofum.
Who?
Buzofum.
No, ma'am.
Is that some kind of clown fund coming my way?
No. Let's see here. I don't know what else I could do. You don't have
Elvright?
Any information. Who?
Elvright. Elvright?
What are you giving me?
Maybe that's the name of it?
No. Do you have an order number?
No, because I don't have a product. I just have someone using my card for it.
Do you have the last 4 digits of the card?
Let me see. Can I remember?
Or will it be on your bank statement?
Yeah, exactly. You know, girl, I'm running a little slow.
I'm just trying to help you, because it's kind of hard with no information to pull up an account, and I service so many companies.
But you're supposed to know me, you know what I mean? Okay, so anyway, last 4 are 9259.
9259. And what was that zip code again? I'm sorry.
14221.
Okay, and would that be a Visa card or a MasterCard?
MasterCard.
Okay. And where are you located, Arkansas or California?
No. I'm in New York, Buffalo.
Nope, I don't have anything with that information. These The last card numbers, two master cards that's on file, 9259, are Arkansas and California.
Oh, is that where it was shipped from?
No, those are the two cities. By you giving me the card number, I pulled up eight customers with that last four-digit card number. And the two with the MasterCard were from Arkansas and California. And you stated you're in New York, so that's not it either.
You know what? I'm going to run upstairs and find an old statement. That probably would be easier.
Have the card number on there?
Yeah. Because even on my bank account here, it doesn't give me the whole number.
I'm just trying anything that I can
help
you with, because it's kind of very hard when we don't have any information, trying to pull up an account over 500 companies with thousands of customers.
Oh, so I'm not specialized with three stars. Okay, so okay. Are you ready? Hello?
You have the first six numbers?
Yeah, are you ready? Yeah.
The first six numbers? I just need the first six, yes ma'am.
The first what?
Six numbers.
Okay, 5449-2708.
5449-27. And the last four is 9259.
No, it's 9766. I was looking at a different account.
Okay, so
the
first six numbers are 5449-27, and the last four numbers are 9766.
Yes.
Here.
There's something on here and it says Busofum, and then it says Elevare.
Let's see. Is it Elevare?
Yeah, and then it's got a 10869 next to it.
Not sure.
Would that be the order number, maybe?
Oh, how many numbers was that?
It's 10869, and then there's a 108.
Ooh, I found an account. Carolyn Wood.
You got me?
Carolyn Wood?
Yes.
Thank you so much for that. And for security purposes, can you please verify that address for me?
179 Fruitwood Terrace, Williamsville, New York, 14221.
Thank you so much for that. Okay, let's see here. I do see where you did a survey on April the 6th, where you were offered a free trial for our natural skincare products, the Elevare. And let me remind you that it was a 14-day trial where we ship you out the product, give you 14 days to try that product to see if it's something that you like before being enrolled in our monthly membership.
Did
now,
I meet
can
the
I
deadline?
Assist you today?
Did I meet the deadline?
Let's see. That product was ordered April the 6th, 14 days from April the 6th. Let's see here. Yes, ma'am. You're still in your trial.
Oh, thank God. I'm like, oh, I'm not going to go and investigate this, even though I'd really like to, because I never got it. But you're
You
saying it
never
was the
received
correct
your.
address.
Let's see here.
I'm just thinking whoever stole my purse, they probably waited and watched to see what they leave on our porch. I don't know. I guess that's what happened.
Let's
Or I'm
see.
just 61 and stupid. I'm not sure which one, you know.
No, we're not
But,
going to say that, but it does show that this product was delivered to your address. Let's see, what was that date? April the 9th. Hello?
yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And it's a shampoo, a cream, or what is
Facial
it?
moisturizer.
Oh, is it
Yes, ma'am.
good? Okay. Well, I'm not, I'm so old and wrinkled that nothing's gonna save me. So, instead of disputing it with the bank, I'll just go ahead and accept the charges, because I have closed my account, this card. So, if you can just cancel any future merchandise.
Yes, ma'am, I most definitely can do that for you.
You're so nice. Thank you.
Well, the company, I do see looking over your account. You're welcome. I do see looking over your account. You do qualify for our family and friends discount, where we can offer you a 50% discount on future orders if you wanted to continue receiving the product.
I don't know what the product is. I haven't tried it. I don't think I would. Only because I'm disabled, and because of that, I've just
Yes,
gotten
ma'am.
all
I
wrinkly and
truly
stuff.
understand what you're saying. Well, since you're still in
Yeah.
your trial area, I can extend out your trial to give you some more time to try the product out before being billed.
But I don't have the product. Somebody else does. And it was mailed to my address, which
Yes.
I don't understand because I never got it. But that's okay. It's good that it's a small amount of money. You know what I mean? So I'm not going to have the bank come after you guys and get the money back.
Yes, ma'am. I truly understand. I understand what you're saying.
Oh yeah, they ordered some pizza, went shopping. They had fun with me.
All right. Let's see. I do hate that. Let's see
Yeah,
here.
it was just down the street at the grocery store. Just some chick just came by and grabbed my purse.
Wow, that's terrible.
I know, and I'm like disabled, so I can't run or walk, and I can't even scream that fast. So, oh well. At least there wasn't any cash in my wallet.
Right.
Yeah. So just cancel, cancel, cancel. And
Yes.
thank you, thank you, thank you.
All right, I went ahead and canceled that out for you.
And your
Is there
name is
any?
Lucy?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you, Lucy. I appreciate that. That's one of my daughter's names, Lucy.
Oh.
Lucy Michelle.
And mine's is Lucy Rochelle. That's so crazy.
Oh my God, really?
Yes, Richelle.
Get out of here. That's funny.
Oh my God, I can't believe this. This is so crazy.
Right? Yeah.
I can't believe someone has my name. Well, close to my name.
Yeah, pretty much, right?
Yes. How do you spell her middle name? Is it Michelle?
Actually, it's Mickelle because I'm German.
Oh,
so I kind of
okay. Yes, that's understandable. Yeah. That's neat.
So it's actually Mikkel, but it's Michelle.
It's spelled Mikkel, but due to the your
German, yeah, it's Michelle.
Yes. Okay, that's neat.
Yeah, but Rochelle is better. I love that name.
Thank you.
I love that name.
I think it's kind of unique because you have Rachel and all of those different things. You never had a Rochelle.
Right, right.
And a lot of people like don't pronounce my name right. And I don't understand. I'm like, you can pronounce Michelle. It's Rochelle. You're just taking the M and replacing the R.
Yeah.
Get called everything but Rochelle.
How do you spell your first name?
Lucy.
Okay. My daughter's is Lucee.
Lucee. Okay, that's unique as well. You have a unique way of spelling, huh? That's very neat.
They gotta be different. They're like, Mom, couldn't you just give us a normal name? I'm like, no.
Why would you want to be like everyone else?
Exactly. You were married to, you were born to a freak mother. Life is beginning.
Yes, you have to enjoy those things. Make memories. Yeah.
They
have
like it
fun.
Now that they're in their 30s. So.
I didn't like my name when I was younger either, but once I got older, I started loving my name, of course.
Did people
I think
make
when
fun
I was younger,
of you of that show,
yes,
Lucy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, they kind of did, but I love my name now. Oh, Lucy, 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 it's, Lucy.
Right? Say it quick. Get out
All
of
right.
my way.
Now I did go ahead and cancel out that account for you. So that did prevent
Okay,
me.
Thank you.
Was there anything else that I could assist you with?
Got $1,000 you can give me?
Well, I wish.
I know. I wish too. Fucking COVID just has really messed me up. Okay. So, Lucy, Rochelle, thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
I'm going to call my daughter and tell her that. Thank you so much. I appreciate you helping me out here.
You're welcome. Thank you. And make sure you stay safe out there, Miss Wood.
Well, I will. I'm going to hang on to my purse. Don't put it in the basket. Don't ever put it in the basket.
Yes, ma'am. Don't never put it in the basket. Or if you're going out, sometimes don't carry your purse if you don't need anything but your wallet. Just take your card and your ID.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing now.
That's what I tell my grandmother. You don't need a purse. All you need in your purse when you're going to the store is your ID or your card.
Yeah, you don't need your hairbrush and lipstick and all that stuff.
You can leave that in the car, but I don't think you really need it in the store. But you can have it on hand, like. But it's just a story with me, man. It's just, they're so, you never know what to expect from people.
Yeah, I've learned my lesson here. I'm just glad it wasn't for more. Like, they went to Kohl's and they charged $280, and that I am going to dispute. Just to see where that was sent, because I didn't get no Kohl's clothes.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I did cancel that out for you. I do. I wish you the
Thank
best.
Thank you.
And we have to
you
stay
too,
safe
Lucy.
Out here.
Yes, we do. People need money. They're doing whatever they can.
Pandemic. Yes, ma'am. It's crazy.
It's crazy. Okay, Lucy, it was really a pleasure talking with you. Thank you very
Same
much.
Same to you. Now, thank you for contacting customer support. You enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Take care and have a good life.
Same to you.
Okay, bye-bye.